Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. I hope this finds you well. Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast, the daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. From right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio, Impact Power Sports. You can find them online at impactpowersportsmi.com. You'll have to excuse me. There is a wasp that's in here, and he's just kind of buzzing around, and I've kind of got a little bit of attention on him. I'm hoping he can find his way out. I have a window open. I don't want to harm him. It might even be a bee. I don't even know. I can't. He's moving so fast, but I'm slightly distracted. He won't mess with me. I hope not. But anyway, you can get an ATV, UTV, Yamaha golf cart, motorcycle, e-bike, scooter, go-kart, all at Impact Power Sports. Go get something fun at Impact Power Sports today in Rockford, Michigan. And have at it. They have a fully equipped service department, too. Oh, boy. If that's something you need to get after, you can get it at impactpowersportsmi.com. I'm pretty sure that's a wasp or a hornet. I don't even know how the hell he got in here. Megan says, kill it. I don't know, man. I don't want to. If I do, I do. If the opportunity presents itself where I can swat it out of the sky like King Kong swinging at an airplane, then perhaps. Alan is here. Megan is here. Rich, Maureen, Rebecca, Amy, Bob, Stevie. Wouldn't you like to be part of the Twitch crowd where I know you all by first names? Wouldn't you like to be on that level where you can contribute to the show on Twitch, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. I just had an interaction with an audience member this past week with, hey, how do I get on board on Twitch? And I'm like, oh, it's easy. And I like explain it all. Like, that's how I do it. I interact with people one at a time on a regular basis. So that everybody is on the same page. Anyway, also hello to David. And is Branjo Brandon? Is that right? Hope you had a fantastic weekend. Some time away for your old pal EZ. Branjo is Josh. So Wednesday, I wrapped up the podcasting week early. Thursday, Friday, getting started on a long weekend. Pooh Bear comes home Thursday. We take off for Fear Bunker North. Joined up there by Charity Scam Mike and my amazingly lovely sister / stepsister Elizabeth. Bob says, did you pick up sticks? Did I pick up sticks? Oh. It's a constant replenishing of the firewood supply that occupies all of my time. And we have 10 acres of wooded land, dense forest, that we are still picking up the scraps from an ice storm that hit in March, where not only do we have a number of branches down, limbs, which kind of useless for firewood, but there was a massive birch tree that fell down at the roots. And oh my gosh, cutting that thing up. I was in heaven. Yeah, you got to cut it all up into logs. And this is like on the other side of the property. Load it into my truck. Drive it all the way back. Campsite. Unload it. Split it by hand. If you ever want to split wood by hand, by axe, you have to get a Fisker's log splitting axe. F-I-S-K-E-R-S. Best axe made. And then That was it. A full cubic cord of split wood for the fire. Francis is here, newer audience member. Thank you. Hand-picked from the Free Beer and Hot Wings show crowd. Says, the little sleeping puppies are making my morning. And I just moved out of the way so that you can see Darla, the English bulldog. Darla's brown and white. Bruce is in the middle. And then O'Neill on the end. And we have Benny, the one-eyed wonder dog, who's downstairs. Four amazing animals in this homestead. Skip says, I am the guy that you were explaining how to use Twitch like a fool. Thanks for your time, EZ. I am officially an FBHW defector. Thank you, pal. One at a time. And it was no problem at all. Like I said, I was telling you, because you were like, well, I've taken up enough of your time. It's like, no, don't leave. Don't leave. I have no one to talk to. I'm sitting here screaming at the walls. I appreciate that. All right. We've got a lot to get to today, and I should let you know a couple things. I have a radio station staff meeting today at 11 a.m. Eastern time. So what I'll do is I'll put the live stream. There'll be like an interruption between the first act and the second act. And then when I get done with a staff meeting, which usually is about a half an hour, I'll get back at it on here. So make sure you keep an eye on your notifications so you can join back up during the second half. So there's that. We have a Big Fraud Wednesday this week. So today is Tuesday, short work week. And tomorrow we get after it with show number 67 for Who Are These Free Beers? And then the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast after that. I got some help on my Who Are These Free Beers material. I think it was Pat Phipps reached out to me and said, look, I've got some amazing stuff that you can clip. And boy, is he right. There was a show last Friday, or I guess it would be a week before Friday. It was August 22nd. The gang started off the show with some landscaping talk that was just fucking unbelievable. It was excellent, excellent. I mean, not so much excellent for you know, regular audience members, but for us, it's really excellent. Fantastic bit of material to review, and I just cannot wait. Donut Dan says, don't forget how important Crocs are for log splitting. I think I may have had my Crocs on for splitting the logs with the axe. It's the chainsawing that it's probably not a good idea to have the Crocs on. Well, it's not a good idea. Let's be honest here. It's not a good idea to wear Crocs anytime except for if you're like around the house or you're going to the store or I don't know. You just don't give a shit. For a I don't give a shit attitude, it's Crocs all day. Hang on, I got to drink this coffee. Hang on, almost done. Okay. So part of the weekend, Charity Scam Mike shows up, and he's got this gourd. It's like the size of a big eggplant, but it's yellow, and it's got raised bumps all over it. It's some type of gourd. It looked to be the type of thing that I thought the only purpose of these was to just buy them and set them up in like a fall fun extravaganza type of decoration on your porch. Like maybe like the pumpkin and then the gourd, and then the dried wheat, and maybe a birch branch. I didn't realize you can actually eat these things. I go, what's up? He goes, I got this out of Marquis's garden. And I go, yeah. And he goes, and I'm told it's incredible. I go, well, I don't even know what to do with it. He goes, I'll tell you. So he says to me, cut it in half and like split it down the middle, open it up, scoop out the seeds. I go, okay. Now there's a space where the seeds were. He goes, all right, salt, pepper, and brown sugar, like a lot of brown sugar, and then an entire stick of butter, and then put it back together. Okay, so it was cut in half. You put it back together, and then you wrap it up in tin foil, like a lot. Well, a couple layers, just so that there's nothing leaking out of it. I go, then what? He goes, then, okay, the fire's going. Fire's been raging for hours. You move everything aside and make like a divot in the middle of it. So there's coals underneath it, but you're setting the gourd into this nest of red hot coals and then cover it with red hot coals. And then you leave it alone for like an hour. And I go, okay. He goes, then you pull that thing off and it's magic. And he's not kidding. I unwrapped that thing and the inside of this was so soft and flavorful. I was like, what? He goes, yeah, man, that's the way the Indians used to do it. No one does this. And I'm like, this is fantastic. We've like unlocked a new skill here. So then you just like peel off the tin foil and then it's already in half. And then I just use scissors and I'm cutting just like a swath of it, like 5-6 inches, just, and then it's there on your plate. And then you just take your fork and you just kind of drag it and it just all comes off. And it's sweet. It's salty. Ugh. Megan says the Native Americans had tinfoil. No. However, there is a way to do it without tinfoil. You just can't have it surrounded in a cocoon of coals. And you end up charring the outside of the gourd, which is fine. But the Indians had to be a little bit more careful. Becca Shea said they had brown sugar too. LOL. No, maybe not. But they did have sugar. And they probably had syrup, too, because one of the other recipes calls for maple syrup. You just put it right on there. So I'm getting numerous attacks now. Megan, Becca Shea, and Stevie are letting me have it, saying Native Americans did not have these three things. Well, look, just because some of the added ingredients that I've put into there doesn't mean that they didn't enjoy the deliciousness of a roast gourd. All right. Are you telling me that Native Americans never roasted a gourd? They just like put it on their front porch at the Geronimo household in 1752. They said, yo, what do we do with these gourds? And the chief said, just put it on the porch. That's all. That's the only thing it's there for. We're not actually supposed to eat those things. You're just being patronizing and antagonizing to me about my gourd recipe, which I'm very proud of, frankly. Megan says, put it on the outside of the wigwam, whatever that is, or the teepee. Anyway, I'm not going to let any of you rain on my parade of deliciousness. It was an outstanding weekend for food consumption. I then also went with, I created, you know how a lot of people are crazy about the McRib sandwich? I have a great recipe for you. So you go and you get the bone-on pork chops. They're cheaper with bone-on. And they're thick. They got to be like an inch thick. Maybe not an inch, but I like it that way. And then you cut off the bone, and then either with a meat hammer or your hand, I just use my hand, you pound them to be about half an inch thick. And they're pretty fat or, you know, wide across at that point after you smash them down on the coals. And you put like a barbecue rub on them. 2 minutes, one side, 2 minutes, the other. Sweet baby Ray's one side, flip. Sweet baby Ray's the other side, flip. Do that two more times. Off. You've browned your buns. Then you're going to go and do raw onion, pickle, the pork chop, sweet baby Ray's on top, and then you have a McRib. It's better than a McRib. I had people like, as soon as I made all this and gave it to Charity Scam Mike and Elizabeth and Pooh Bear, I had already eaten. It's like instantly the conversation stopped. They were talking, and then all of a sudden they stopped talking. I go, I did it again. Incredible. Josh says, made some smash burgers this weekend. Great success. Smash burgers are the shit. I always double them up. Each sandwich is two patties, two pieces of cheese. Can't go wrong. And I like sauteed mushrooms and onions. Always double them up. All right, so that is the weekend review for food. One of my favorite things in the whole wide world. There was an incident, though, that I need to discuss with you. It wasn't all just sunshine and rainbows when we were up north. I could not believe this incident that took place. And Charity Scam Mike and I, we had to go to the state park to get a shower. So we pull in there. We get the shower. Now we're leaving, and we're on our way into town to get some groceries. I feel like a sensation in my legs that they're starting to itch. Now, occasionally I'll have this where I'll get attacked by dry skin. If I don't, you know, like you put lotion on your body. Well, if I don't regularly do that or neglect that, I'm reminded that I need to when I get an attack of this horrible itching sensation that is unlike, it'll drive you crazy. And I'm driving from the park into town, which is about 6 miles. Amy says, which state park? That would be Hartwick Pines State Park, Crawford County, Michigan. And I'm like, uh-oh. Now, typically, there's a protocol. Don't itch. The second you itch, I gave in and started going after it. And then we're walking into the grocery store, and I'm like, yeah, this is bad. So immediately I added to my grocery list anti-itch cream and Benadryl. That works to knock it out. Now, if I would have just put lotion on my legs for the day, even just once in a while, you've got no issue at all. I walk into the store. Every like five steps, I have to bend down and scratch. And I'm really scratching. It's getting worse. There were a couple of points when I was in the store where on an end cap, you know the display where they have batteries? I'm like, I need something to really get after it. I was looking for like a anything that I could really scratch my legs. My fingers and my fingernails weren't doing it. And you know how the batteries come in that devil's plastic? Oh, I saw it. And I'm in the aisle. I grab a pack of batteries, and I'm using the edge of that packaging to scrape my leg meat. I get into the aisle where all the medicine is. And I grab the anti-itch cream. Open it up, put it on my legs, put that in the basket. I'm going to buy that, of course. And then I see the Benadryl, open it up, eat a couple right there in the aisle. buy those. We're leaving the store. It's still intense. It's not stopping at all. Instead of getting in the vehicle, I said to him, I go, I can't drive. I drove there. I go, I can't drive. And I could feel my blood pressure going up. Hell, even just talking about it now makes me want to itch or makes me want to scratch. I go, I need something to scratch my legs. And I look on the ground and find a couple of rocks. And I'm seated on the surface of the parking lot, Mike laughing at me. I'm like, give me a new pole. So imagine that. I'm seated on the ground with a new pole dangling out of my mouth, a rock in each fingers, and scraping, horrifically scraping my legs. And it felt fantastic. That's the only thing that works. Even though I'm doing vast amounts of damage to the skin on my leg, leaving these huge red marks. It's actually breaking the skin at this point. That's how bad this was. My God. I go, all right, let's get out of here. And the entire trip home, probably about 15 minutes, with about 5 minutes to go, I noticed that it seemed to be subsiding a little bit. And by the time we actually got home, I had turned the corner. But it was one of the worst experiences I've had. This has happened a few times in my life. This isn't the first time it's happened in front of Charity Scam Mike. Hey, it's your old pal Eric Zane for Secret Nature, makers of ultra-premium CBD gummies. And I'm going to tell you how you can take advantage of a special offer to save you 30% in a minute. But let me share this with you. You know that I've got about a million things going during any given day. And I just recently discovered Secret Nature to help me keep it all together during the day and help me wind down when the day is done. Ultra premium CBD gummies from Secret Nature. Crafted with real botanicals, nothing extra, and designed to support your day with clean, purposeful functionality. I want you to try Secret Nature Ultimum Premium CBD Gummies. Organic, farm grown, not made in a lab. You can try Bliss for clear focus and productive flow. That's what I use during the day. And Snoozers to unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Take it from me, I keep it all together during the day with Bliss. And when it's time to relax, sometimes my mind is going a million miles an hour from all of the things that I've done during the day and the things that I have to do on the next day. That's when I'll take the Snoozers to unwind. You need to try Secret Nature Ultra Premium Gummies. And here's what I want you to do. You can get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. And then let me know how it goes. Again, get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. It happened when we were at Grayling maybe last year. And he remembers me with a fork. See, I probably talked about it on here. I'm sure I did. With a fork seated by the fire, just digging away at my legs. I took off so much skin that later in the day, after everything, you know, the nightmare is over, I go to stoke the fire, and I had basically remove so much of the outer layers of my skin on my legs that any amount of heat, all of a sudden, as I get close to the fire to throw a log on, intense burning sensation on my legs. I took off all the protective skin. And so now all this fucking sensitive skin is exposed, and the heat from the fire, I almost fucking lost my mind. Megan with the great comment, she says, you'd love a yeast infection. Okay, so that is where lady parts are like that, right? So you have to sit there and really kind of, oh, I cannot imagine that. you have to put like some type of medicine right on it. Rebecca with a great comment. You probably looked like an addict in withdrawal. Oh, I didn't even think about that. I don't think, so a guy really can't get a yeast infection, right? I mean, I guess he could, in, like in your pee-pee. I'm not sure. Maureen says you should use a power sander to scratch that itch. Well, it just so happens that while I was up there, I was using sandpaper because I was working on a project. If I had been next to that, I would absolutely have used that. Thank you to Francis. Just subscribed to Tier 1 on Twitch. So gets the show on Twitch without ads. You can also, if you don't know this, Francis, well, there's two ways you can do it. And you did it one of two ways. Either pay for it a few bucks a month or link up your Amazon Prime account. You can do that, and you have to do it manually each and every week. All right. Let us update the fat-a-thon. Let's start here. Rebecca is feeling really good about herself with her strength and her athletics. Let's start off with her update for us. She writes, good morning, EZ. Hope you had a relaxing weekend picking up sticks. Last week, I weighed in at 277.8. This week, 280.2. Whoops. I celebrated summer a little too hard. Time to get back on the calorie counting train. Gotta rein it in. Everything else still feels great, though. Still going strong at the gym, getting stronger and setting new PRs. Cardio endurance is taking a hit with allergies right now, but I'll power through it. All right. According to your report, 277.8. 280.2. 79.8. All right, up 2.4. Definitely something you want to get after and take care of. That puts you at down 14.5. Down 14.5 after 26 weeks. Amanda is here. Had a successful week. Last week, she had gone up 1.2 pounds. This week, she is down 1.6. So she goes from 298.6 to 297. Total of 3.9 pounds lost after 10 weeks. Your old pal EZ, flat. Again, 179.7 to 179.2.5. 6.3 after 18 weeks. Jeremy does not show any signs of slowing down. And I think one of the most impressive things about Jeremy is that this one-year adventure of his, losing vast amounts of weight, he hasn't hit that moment when most people say, well, yeah, but once you really get into it, once the days and the weeks get on, it's going to get harder and harder. He hasn't had that moment yet. He was at 212.2. He has another outstanding week and is down to 210 pounds. Wow. So he loses another 2.2. That puts him at 125.6. Now, Jeremy, I have you at 53 weeks, but that might not be accurate. When is the actual 1 year on your calendar? I might have miswrote something somewhere along the road, but if you could give me that actual number, that would be great. Either way, you get what's going on. Still down 125.6 pounds. He has to now be looking towards, all right, I've hit my goal. And I forget what the goal is. Also, I need a report from the titty field for you to tell me, after losing 125.6, has your skin shape, is it hanging off, or are you okay? Because some people, the elasticity comes back and their skin will shrink. Plus, you're doing some strength maneuvers, so you're actually filling the space with muscle, which is going to help with that. Because if you have a saggy titty syndrome, you might be able to alleviate that with, you know, just some strength training. Rebecca knows full well that Jeremy's goal weight is 200 pounds. She is in a relationship with Jeremy. For those of you who don't know, they started dating during the past few months here from this show. They hit it off, and love is in the air on the Eric Zane Show podcast. It's the love story that we all needed. Amy refers to them as the power couple. So do I. Yes, it's true. Jeremy has some different hours these days. He just got a new gig. And so that's happened. Think about it. A lot of people are looking at, you know, how the world changes. You know, everything is, nothing staying the same. In the past year, Jeremy has lost 125.6 pounds. He changed jobs. His beloved father passed, unfortunately. His dog passed, unfortunately. Those are all major stressors right there. And he works in a career where he's in a truck driving, but yet he managed to figure it all out and make solid food choices despite, you know, a lot of times truckers live off the road. Various restaurants and whatnot. You know, they go to that, what's that place called? Fucky's or Bucky's or whatever the fuck it is. And they, you know, eat a pork roll. Who knows? But he managed to do that. He would, along the side of his truck at the truck stop, he'd be walking and things like that. And there's, you know, lot lizards trying to get his attention. He's like, no, forget it. Get out of here. Which, by the way, when we stopped on the way up north at a rest area, and there was a trucker that was walking around the rest stop. And I saw his truck running. And I saw a guy who looked like he'd be a trucker walking. And I go, you're walking during a break, aren't you? Because, yeah, my wife's been getting after me. I go, it's funny. I got a friend who does what you do for a living. And in the past year, doing just what you're doing right now, he's dropped north of 125 pounds. So I made a friend right there. Good for that guy. And he got the girl. He got the girl. What a... It's just a perfect example of how time stops for no woman or no man. Rebecca, the woman of that relationship, says, we talked about that this past weekend, about the hardest part was retraining his brain to not buy the crap food at every rest stop. Donut Dan describes this as, it's like reverse Pretty Woman. You know, I never saw it, so I'll take your word for it. All right. A lot of people are saying, I've been hearing this rumor about there's something wrong with Trump. I don't know if I believe it. I don't believe it when it comes to me, when I get this information from, like, some guy who does a show on Twitch. But there's been a little bit of chatter about Trump's health. Over the weekend, there was a rumor that he was actually dead. But that's not true. He was spotted golfing. He's fine. Well, I don't know if he's fine, but there's been talk about people have are saying that it could be congestive heart failure. His hand is like turning black or something like that, and no one's really sure. There's talk about why he always is behind the desk in the Oval Office. I mean, he's no spring chicken. The White House has announced that today Trump will be speaking at 2 p.m. No one knows why. Maybe there's an update. What is Trump's 2 p.m. press conference from the Oval Office about? Question mark. Unspecified announcement. 2 p.m. today. President Trump is scheduled to make an unspecified announcement on Tuesday afternoon following days of rumors about his health. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, I love her. She's so pretty. My God. Told Newsweek, the president will be making an exciting announcement related to the Department of Defense. Well, there you go, right? Why it matters. False rumors that Trump had died began circulating on social media Friday after some noted he had not been seen in public for several days after attending a cabinet meeting in August on the 26th. He also had no public events over the Labor Day weekend. Thousands of posts were shared on X featuring hashtags, including hashtag where is Trump and hashtag Trump died. Posts speculating about Trump's possible demise had acquired over 1.3 million user engagements as of Saturday morning. Yeah, I want Trump to go on there and say, hey, and then just give the double bird and say, for people who have been saying I'm dead, and just give them the finger. I mean, not because, I mean, I don't want anybody to die. Well, no, I take it back. There are some people that I want to die. But I'm not in the camp of, hey, I want Trump to die. Now, some of our audience members are. Now, these are hateful, vindictive opinions. But you have to understand where they're coming from. I'm not going to get in the way of anyone's opinion when they feel that way. I'm not out to try to convince anyone of anything. The audience doesn't do that to me about anything. Why would I do that to them? I think folks are interested in whatever it is he has to say because of their so-called rumors about his health. It's probably nothing. Megan says the AP just said he was moving Space Command from Colorado to Alabama. That's probably it. I'm not even going to watch it. Rebecca says it's got to be a mind fuck for him to see most of the world cheering for his demise. Yeah, I don't know if we can say most of the world. I would say most of the world would not want him to die. More than half of the people in this country voted for him. So they don't want him to die. You know, all Russians don't want him to die. You know, all of Israel does not want him to die. North Korea does not want Trump to die. I can guarantee you all these population bases do not want him to die. I would argue most of the earth does not want him to die. Skip writes, hey, I'm a newbie here. Is it better to pay for Twitch or go to Patreon for no ads? All right, you're combining worlds there, and I'm going to talk you through this. Patreon is completely separate than this. Different platform, different material. Twitch, on your homepage for Twitch, if you have an Amazon Prime account, and I think you do, there is a way to link it up. All right? I think you just click around there and it says link account, and then it'll walk you through it. If you have any more issues, come here and troubleshoot, and these great people will help you. But you have to do it like manually each month. I don't know how to do it because I do not watch this show. I do it. I actually do the show. Josh says to skip. You can't do it on your phone, though. For the Amazon Prime link up, you have to do it on a desktop or laptop. Amy echoes that and says you got to do it on a computer, not your phone. David reminds me 5 minutes to my meeting. I love that. Thank you so much for reminding me. Excuse me. All right. Before I bail for the riveting meeting, thank you as always to the sponsors that make this show possible. My good friends at Catholic Charities West Michigan is reaching out to anyone who wants to know about more about becoming a foster parent. Catholic Charities supports approximately 20% of the 450 kids in foster care in Kent County, which is a massive county here in Michigan. They serve children from babies to teenagers and provide support to families. All kids need a family to support them when things happen to prevent them from remaining in the care of their biological parents. It's very unfortunate. When a child is removed from their home, it is a trauma like no other. And Catholic Charities West Michigan, those good folks are in need of families who have it in their heart to step up and provide love and consistency for children who need it the most. So if you got a little time on your hand, you know, and you're feeling that little tugging at your heartstrings, this might be for you. They also provide assistance with food programs, a no-cost baby boutique. I'm not sure what that is, but it sounds good to me. Adoption, counseling, parenting classes, and foster care programs. Contact Bernadette Joyce at Catholic Charities today. There's your WASP. If you are willing to help us take a step further to support the kids and families who need it the most in the community. Take that first step by calling Bernadette at 616-915-4695. Please mention me when you reach out. Say, hey, I heard about you on EZ Show. You can also email Bernadette at bjoyce@ccwestmi.org. Excuse me. Also, before I go, the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Buy now, refinance later with Mario. You want to get after that loan? To get your home, get pre-approved today at 231-332-6505. Have Mario and his staff work for you to get you the best interest rate possible for your home. Get pre-approved and start your house hunting with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage, 231-332-6505. From anywhere in the U.S., mention me when you speak to Mario and the crew. All right. Thank you so much. The first half of the Twitch stream for today is over. If you don't get a Twitch notification by, say, 4:40, 4:45, come back here on your own, and we'll finish up the show. Thank you, and have a good one. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.